Chapter 3, Instruments, Estates, and Interests. Land is the earth's surface extending downward to the center of the earth and up to the sky. Real estate includes a definition of land and includes all things permanently attached to it by man or nature. Real property includes the definitions of land and real estate and includes the bundle of legal rights inherent in the ownership of real estate. Gas and oil leases are not affected by new ownership. Just like with any other lease, they live on with the property until they expire. There are two broad terms that refer to property owners' rights bordering waterways. The first is riparian rights. Riparian rights refers to owners' rights in land bordering a river or stream. Think of the R in riparian and the R in river, a smaller body of water. Littoral rights are similar, but they deal with property owner rights on land bordering large lakes, bays, and oceans. Think of the L in littoral and the L in lake. Property owners who have littoral rights may enjoy unrestricted use of the water, but they own the land only up to the mean high water mark. The government owns all the land below this point. The increase of land because of a water movement is known as accretion. The loss of land based on water movements is known as avulsion. Please don't pick erosion because you will see that option on the state exam. Personal property refers to items not attached or fixed to the land or real estate. If the personal property, or chattel as it is sometimes called, is permanently attached, like the attaching of a dishwasher that at one point was not fixed, but then is wired and plumbed permanently, we call this a fixture. In the course of a business operation, like a bar or restaurant, attaching stools near the counter would be an example of a trade fixture. Emblems include fruit, most vegetables, annual crops of corn and wheat. An emblem is an example of personal property. Perennials, grasses, bushes, as well as trees, are considered real estate, not personal property. There are five broad categories of real estate. They include residential, commercial, agricultural, industrial, and special purpose. Some examples of special purpose include churches, hospitals, schools, and cemeteries. Estates and land are either freehold or leasehold estates. A freehold estate exists for a lifetime or forever. Some people say an indefinite or indeterminable period of time. A leasehold estate lasts for a determinable period of time. We know when a lease will end. The most common estate we deal with in real estate is a fee simple estate. This represents the most complete type of ownership we can have. A life estate is another freehold estate. A life estate is limited to the life of some specific person and it ends with that person's death. A qualified fee estate refers to an estate where the deed stipulates that the property can only be used for a specific or qualified purpose. Failure to do so could result in the property reverting back to the previous owner or their estate. A fee on condition is another freehold estate. It is nearly identical to a qualified fee estate, except that the property does not automatically revert back to the previous owner. A suit would have to be filed in court to recover the property. Some leasehold estates include an estate for years. While the name implies years, it can be for months or days, and it gives the tenant possession of the property for a fixed period of time. There are four types of leasehold estates. Another type of estate that's a leasehold estate is the periodic estate, which runs for a certain time frame week to week or month to month, and it's typically renewed for successive time periods until one of the parties gives notice to terminate. A tenancy at will gives a tenant the right to possess with the consent of the landlord, but no term is indicated. It is indefinite and is terminated based on providing proper notice. A tenancy at sufferance is said to occur if the tenant remains after his or her rights have expired, and thus remains without the consent of the landlord. A tenant may be charged up to double rent for the period while in possession if they remain after the notice to quit the premises has been given. In real estate, the term severalty refers to ownership by one. In New York, there are three types of tenancies recognized. The two that go together and are nearly identical is joint tenancy and tenancy by the entireties. The common thread is that they both have the rights of survivorship. Tenancy by the entireties is only for husbands and wives. There are always two or more co-owners for joint tenancy and tenancy by the entireties. If one co-owner dies, that person's share goes to the other remaining owners. The third type of tenancy is a tenants in common. Tenants in commons do not have the rights of survivorship. They can sell, convey, or mortgage their interest without the consent of the other co-owners. Upon the death of a tenant in common, his or her share passes to chosen heirs or devisees, not to the other tenant. Joint tenants and tenants in common may file a suit to partition, where a court would decide on how to dispose of the property if agreement cannot be reached. A corporation is an artificial entity created under the laws of the state. It is managed by a board of directors. A partnership is an association of two or more people to carry on a business. A general partner participates in management and may be held liable for business losses and obligations. If a general partner dies, the partnership is dissolved. A limited partner cannot participate in management and is only liable up to the amount of their investment. A syndicate is the joining together of two or more people to carry out one or more business projects. The only difference with a joint venture is that it is organized to carry out a single project. Cooperatives are very popular in downstate New York, particularly New York City. Here are some key attributes of cooperatives you should be familiar with. They are owned by a corporation. The unit owners or apartment owners get a proprietary lease instead of a deed. Co-op owners do not get fee simple title to their unit. The elected board of directors approve all sales and purchases, as well as make other important decisions for the corporation, and statements are provided to individual unit owners showing how much of the property tax can be deducted for income tax purposes. Cooperatives look like an apartment complex or an apartment building from the exterior. Condominiums, in contrast, do not have any particular architectural characteristics. They may be attached or detached, that is, sharing a common wall or freestanding. Owners get a deed and have fee simple title to their dwelling, which is comprised of the airspace within their unit and an indistinguishable percentage of the common areas. Condo owners pay monthly association fees to maintain the exterior and common areas. Condo owners get a separate tax bill and can freely mortgage their units like a cooperative, which is more difficult, and I should say, unlike a cooperative, which is more difficult to freely mortgage. Instead of a board of directors like a co-op, a condo owner has a homeowners association that agrees on how to take care of the exterior maintenance and the long-term upgrades and improvements to the property overall. Timeshares refer to fractional ownership of property most often found in resort areas. Deeds break down the number of weeks per year of ownership that a person has the right to. The term encumbrance refers to a right or interest held by a party who is not the owner of the property. We have financial and usage encumbrances. An in rem foreclosure refers to proceedings initiated against the real estate directly, as compared to proceedings against the person. Lis pendens is Latin for the term a lien is forthcoming. This is also known as a notice of pendency. This is a legal process that gives a public notice that a lien will be filed shortly against a property and can establish a priority for the lien that will follow later. Real estate taxes and special assessments are always a first lien on a property, even ahead of a first mortgage. Special assessments are charges that are applied and added to the property taxes for owners in specific sections of a municipality that somehow benefited from enhancements, such as the installation of curbs or sidewalks. These are not supposed to last forever. Subordination agreements are written agreements between lien holders to change the priority of liens or mortgages on a property. A judgment is a decree issued by a court, and when against real property, it lasts for 10 years and may be renewed for an additional 10 years. Deed restrictions are private land restrictions noted in the deed and typically established by the developer or subdivider. It limits the way the land may be used. Typical deed restrictions include no fences or no above-ground pools. The basic term easement is a right that may be exercised or acquired by the public or private individuals to use the land of another for a special purpose. Easements in gross refer to the mere right to use the land of another, most commonly in the case of utility company easements for power and gas service lines. Easement appurtenant is a permanent type of easement which is always benefiting a neighbor or adjoining property owner. Easement by prescription refers to the open, notorious use of another person's land for a period of 10 years or more, and it may result in the permanent right to be able to use the land of another. Some people use the phrase squatter's rights, however, don't expect to see that term on the school or state exam. Tacking is the process of allowing consecutive owners to accumulate the requisite 10 years usage. An encroachment occurs when a building or some other part of a neighbor's driveway is poured and extends beyond their property onto yours. Sometimes a garage is built beyond a property line in error, resulting in an encroachment as well. A license is not officially an easement. It is a mere privilege to enter the land of another for a specific purpose, and it is easily withdrawable. Deeds are prepared by attorneys and, when duly executed and delivered, convey title to real property. Legal descriptions are part of most deeds. For example, a meets and bounds description uses the boundaries and measurements of the land in question and always starts at a definite point or place of beginning. It then proceeds clockwise around the boundaries, returning to the POB or place of beginning. New York does not typically use this type of description, but you should know it for state exam purposes. The government survey system refers to townships that are surveyed into 6-mile square towns, each with identifying numbers. Each town is 36 square miles. The towns are then sectioned into 36 numbered sections. The first section begins in the northeast quadrant. Each section contains 1 square mile, which is 640 acres. The third and most popular land description method is the lot and map plat of subdivision method, commonly referred to as the block and lot method. Liber is Latin for the Latin term for book. A datum is a point, line, or surface from which elevations are measured. Benchmarks aid surveyors and are permanent reference points located throughout the continental U.S. All deeds must be in writing to be valid. The grantor or seller of the property is the one that signs the deed. Deeds contain a habendum clause, which defines the ownership and always begins with the words, to have and to hold. In order to file a deed, it must be acknowledged before a notary public. This does not make the deed valid, as any document to be filed in the public records must be acknowledged to be eligible for filing in County Hall. Title is said to have passed when the deed is delivered. The best type of deed we can get in New York State is a full covenant and warranty deed, often called a warranty deed. Quitclaim deeds are not as good. Bargain and sale deeds without covenant is used in foreclosure and tax sales. Bilateral contracts involve two parties making a promise and agreeing to do something. This is in contrast to a unilateral contract where only one party makes a promise to do something. An offer of a reward is an example of a unilateral contract. A real estate sales contract is an example of a bilateral contract. The rule of parole evidence states that if a promise or agreement is not written into a contract, the promise may not be considered legally binding in a court of law. New York has a 6-year statute of limitations on how far back parties to a contract may bring legal suit to enforce their rights. Assignment refers to the transfer of rights or duties under the terms of a contract. Novation is the substitution of an existing contract with a new one. Earnest money deposits give evidence of the buyer's intention to carry out the terms of the contract. It is typically held by the listing broker. State law requires that the sales contract name the person holding the deposit and the bank, along with the location of the branch where it is to be held. There is no right of rescission for a real estate sales contract or a new first mortgage on a home. With a refinance, you can rescind the transaction 3 business days prior to the release of the funds after the closing takes place. In buildings with 6 or more units, the landlord must notify the tenants in writing where security deposits are being held in a New York interest-bearing account and must turn over all but 1% of any interest earned. Security deposits must be turned over to new owners within 5 days of the deed's delivery, and tenants must be notified by certified or registered mail that this has occurred. If the property is rent stabilized, then no more than 1 month's rent may be charged for a security deposit. There is an implied warrant of habitability on all verbal or written leases in New York State. Tenants may assign the lease or may sublease if the lease terms do not forbid it. In buildings with 4 or more residential units, subletting usually may not be prohibited, subject to the landlord's reasonable approval of the subtenants. If a landlord unreasonably withholds consent, the tenant is released from the lease within 30 days' notice. There are 2 types of evictions in New York State. In a suit for possession, actual eviction, a landlord may recover possession of real estate through a suit for possession. The property owner must serve notice on the tenant before initiating the suit, and a 3-day notice must be given before filing for a suit for possession if it is based on a default in payment of the rent. The other type of eviction is from the tenant's end and is referred to as constructive eviction. If the premises becomes uninhabitable or the landlord breaches any clause in a lease agreement, the tenant has the right to seek remedy in a court of law. The tenant will have to move out of the apartment in order to claim constructive eviction based on uninhabitable conditions. A typical lease for most small residential apartment complexes or duplexes is a gross lease. The tenant pays a fixed rental, usually on a monthly basis, and the property owner pays all of the taxes, insurance, and maintenance items. A net lease, in itself, refers to the tenant sharing in one or more of the expenses of running the property. A triple net lease means that the tenant is paying a pro rata share of 3 things, the property taxes, the insurance, and the property maintenance. Ground leases are long-term in nature, often running for more than 50 years at a time.